already, no time to waste. No matter what we do, it's still the case. We're stuck in one place, like I'm standing on your shoelace. We come face to face or stand back to back. We trip the trains to stay on track.
Welcome to the Too Much Rock Podcast, number 62. We started things off this week with Northern State with the song Better Already off their new album Can I Keep This Pin that came out in August of this year on Ipecac Records, and the band is currently on tour with Tegan and Sarah right now. I know they'll be here in about a month, and I may brave that show. The album is a mixed bag. Some songs are very La Tigre-esque, and some are very Beastie Boys-esque, as expected with Ad Rock being the producer. I like the indie rock side better than the rap side, but that's no surprise to any of you. I've got a very long podcast this week, so I better run right into it. This is Jens Lechtman's new one, A Postcard to Nina.
Nina, I can't be your boyfriend, so you can stay with your girlfriend. Your father is a sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you wanna love a woman. Nina, I can't be your boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment. Oh, God, Jesus Christ, I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. A steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best. Can you pass the fix?
Nina,
father puts on my record. He says, so tell me how you met her. I get a little nervous and change the subject. I put my hand on some metal object. He jokes and tells me it's a lie detector. He takes out the booklet and starts reading. So I heard you're moving out next season. I say, yeah, New York is nice that time of year. Almost as green as it is here. He says, I thought you were moving to Sweden. Oh, oh, God, what have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun. And the clock on the wall strikes 4, 5, 6. My eyes caught by a big crucifix. Guess that's why he won't let you go. His Catholic heart is big and slow. You know I'll do anything for love. But Nina, what were you thinking of? Stay with your girlfriend. Your father's mailing me all the time. He says he just wants to say hi. I send back out of office all the replies. Nina, I just want to check in, 'cause I think about you every second. So I send you this postcard just to say, don't let anyone stand in your way. Yours truly, Jens Lickman. Thank you.
almost like I'm giving you a two for Tuesday there, isn't it? That first song was Jens Lehmann with the song A Postcard to Nina off his new album Night Falls Over the Cordadella that came out on Secretly Canadian Records last week. And definitely a fantastic album. It took me a little longer to get into it, but there are like four songs on there I really, really like. And that second band was Irene with the song Baby, I Love Your Way on their album Apple Bay Records that came out about a year ago on Labrador Records. Both bands from Gothenburg, Sweden, and a very similar sound there as indie pop melds with a kind of a northern soul aesthetic. I don't know. I like it a lot. Coming up next, I've got a track by The National. This is a song called Fake Empire.
Stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us, put a life away in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and dance. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Thank you.
really couldn't be anyone else. That is Black Francis with the song Your Mouth Into Mine off his new album Blue Finger. It came out about a month ago on Cooking Vinyl Records. If you're a fan of his solo work, you'll probably pick out the album and like it. If you haven't been impressed with his albums so far, you probably won't be impressed with this one. I don't know. I've never been that big of a fan. Before that, we heard something from The National. They came into town a few weeks earlier, and I didn't go to the show as I just really don't see what the fuss is about. But that song was Fake Empire on the album Boxer. Came out in May on Beggar's Banquet. The way Too Much Rock Podcast works is I get new music every week, I listen to it, and I play a track for you. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. And we'll enjoy it or suffer through it together, as the case may be. And that kind of explains how I got those last two songs on there, when they really just don't do that much for me. Coming up next, I've got a trio of songs that could only be played in this format. See, whatever I get, I have to play for you. So I was on a old country and bluegrass kick about a month ago, and I picked up a number of albums after going to the Bean Blossom Music Fest in Bean Blossom, Indiana. And so we're going to take you back in time a little bit and start things off here with the Stanley Brothers with the song Don't Cheat in Our Hometown.
Tonight my heart is beating low and my head is bowed. You've been seen with my best friend on the other side of town. I don't mind this waiting, don't mind this running around. But if you're gonna cheat on me, don't cheat in our hometown. How can I stand up to my friends and look them in the eye? Admit the questions that I know would be nothing but lies. You spend all your pastime making me a clown. So if you're gonna cheat on me, don't cheat in our home. Everyone knows everyone for miles and miles around. Your bright eyes and your sweet smile are driving me insane. You think it's smart to break my heart and run down my knees. Such an honor.
silence around. In the silence my suddenly broken, I shock from and under the ground. What could have brought such disturbance? Oh, what could have caused such a fright? In terror they cried an explosion. What a scene on that sad Friday night. Machines had rolled down the mountain. There were screams and cries filled the air. In this terror all filled with excitement, everyone seemed to whisper a prayer. All the camp people rushed to the mountain to inquire for their loved ones and friends. Oh, how sad, for the smoke was a-rolling and the mines was a-burning within. Same as before, you can see now that something is missing that can never return anymore.
It fell by the way. When whiskey and blood run together, did you hear anyone pray?
I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
When I heard the crash on the highway, I knew what it was from the start. I went to the scene of destruction, and a picture was stamped on my heart. There was whiskey and blood all together, mixed with glass where they lay. Death laid her hand in destruction, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
I wish I could change this sad story that I am now telling you, but there is no way I can change it, for somebody's life is now through. Their soul has been called by the master. They died in a crash on the way. I heard groans of the dying, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
A song there is kind of like a chick track in song form, isn't it? That was Roy Acuff doing the song Wreck on the Highway. Not a song he wrote, but one he recorded in 1942. I have that on the Essential Roy Acuff 1936 to 1949 that I picked up a couple weeks ago. Roy is from Maynard, Tennessee, which is about 100 miles south and west of Barberville, Kentucky, where the Phipps family was from. They gave us Red Jacket Mine Explosion, a song written by A.L. Phipps, the leader of the family and band, and a true story there. That was recorded in 1965, though obviously singing in a much earlier style. One crib from the Carter family, shamelessly, in fact. Their albums even had pictures of the Carter family on them, and yeah, well, that's how they came to fame, for better or worse. And I have that on a Classic Mountain Songs CD released in 2002 on Smithsonian Folkways. And we started that set off with the Stanley Brothers with the song Don't Cheat in Our Hometown. Again, a song they did record in 1963, late in their career. And I got that on the Definitive Collection, 1947 to 1966. On Time Life Records. I picked it up on Amazon for, I think, $25, three CDs, like a 50-page booklet, and it spans all the different labels they recorded for, so you really can't go wrong with that. Well, it is that time. I need to say goodbye here. We're running over already. I've got one track left. It's by The Barons, a rocksteady outfit out of Kingston, Jamaica. The song I'm going to play is called Darling Pleasure Return, and I found it on Moonwalk, Treasure Isle Skinhead Reggae Anthems, because I do have a fetish for skinhead reggae, if you didn't know. This album came out in 2000 on Sequel Records, though. This was recorded sometime in 68, 70, something like that. It's kind of hard to tell. So I'm going to leave you with that. Enjoy it and dance away. Thank you.